Well, while Malcolm Turnbull's confidence of forming majority government is growing, I'm sure he has perhaps had cause to regret this snippet of discussion with Annabel Crabb on Kitchen Cabinet last week.
Would you rather have a Labor government than a hung parliament?
You will not. You would.
Is that a better outcome?
You would be better off having majority government of either side than having another hung parliament.
So, is the coalition headed back into government with a majority or otherwise, or are we all jumping the gun? Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, hello there.
Good morning.
I'm not going to jump a gun again, I promise. The ABC computer has the latest seat count at 72 for the coalition, 66 for Labor, 5 others, and 7 in doubt. But the postal vote's pretty much going very strongly the coalition's way. Dunkley and Chisholm were called last night. Labor just can't match it, and I think it's not even really trying as much these days to match it with the Liberal Party on postal votes. This proved to be a mistake, perhaps.
Well, Labor people tell me that one of the things that favours postal votes is incumbent members, it's much easier for members of Parliament with their staff and their offices and their contacts with the electorate to organise postal votes. That's one of the explanations. So unheld seats, it's harder to organise the postal votes, I'm told. The other point is that there is a history with postal votes that older people use them more and they tend to vote conservative or non-Labor. So maybe that's the explanation. Maybe the other explanation, of course, is, depending on how wildly, if you like, they favour the coalition vote. And some of those percentages in Queensland, particularly yesterday, 62%,
yeah, 65%,
strong. You know, going back to the LNP, may suggest that that issues, for example, the Medicare issue, which started to bite apparently now, later in the campaign, even though it was out there from day one. You might remember very early in the campaign, Labor promised to end the freeze on the doctor's rebates, but it started to bite later, and maybe people who voted before then hadn't given all of that much thought.
Paul, Malcolm Turnbull and others think that they're going to maybe just get across the line, but nevertheless, he's taking out insurance. He's courting most of the lower house crossbenchers. He's flying to Queensland today to talk to Bob Katter. Nick Xenophon and Bob Katter appear to be his negotiating partners of choice, despite pre-election promises not to do deals with independents.
Yes. Well, deals, anything to stay in power, despite the fact you might think that a majority government is the best option.
Well, to be fair, someone's got to run the country.
Well, no, exactly right. And that's the point. And that's why when you say those sorts of things before an election, you have to put it through a great big discount. Obviously, both the leaders of the major parties are going for government, so they don't want to encourage people not to vote for them. Look, the other point is that even if the Liberals do get across the line, 76 is plus one, you've got to provide a Speaker, and that means that votes on the floor of the House are very, very iffy. Then if you get 77, which it does look like that's the best possible scenario, 77 seats, that gives you a majority of one on the floor of the House once you've provided the Speaker. You probably do need a bit of insurance, so it's no doubt that Malcolm Turnbull wants to sound out not only Xenophon and Katter today, but probably Cathy McGowan in the days ahead, to see where they're at, what they might demand. And already Bob Katter says he's getting a new list, you might remember.
He
had a list of 10.
Yep.
And Gillard failed. I don't know whether she got to 5. I think Abbott did a bit better, but not even he didn't get to 10 either. So Bob's a pretty wily character.
Well, if Malcolm Turnbull's searching for a speaker, Cathy McGowan told us the other day she's not interested.
And Katter's not interested either. That would be something. I'd pay to see that if he was the speaker.
Paul, I'm going to be speaking about this on The Crunch with Arthur Sinodinos and Chris Bowen in a while, but the Conservative rumblings within the coalition, are they at risk of becoming seismic? Corey Bernardi is promoting his own Conservative movement. Now, he's had that going for a while, but he's talking it up, presumably as a counter to something like Get Up, or talk of heading up a Conservative party?
Well, look, I see that he himself has discounted that. The more likely and maybe worrying development is that Corey sets up a movement within the Liberal Party, and the template for it would be the Tea Party in America. Now, that would be a very worrying development. It would be a quite significant power block, but it could also be a fifth column, which could destroy the broad church that actually delivers success. John Howard is adamant on that. He said that in a doorstop the other day, that the broad church idea where the conservatives and the liberals, or the left and the right, work together and move towards policies in the centre which appeal to the broader majority of Australians, is the template. So the Bernardi development could be quite a destructive development for the broader Liberal Party.
Just very briefly, Paul, we're almost out of time, but Tony Abbott lunched with Tony Nutt, who's the Liberal Party Federal Director, yesterday. Any clues on why?
Well, Tony Nutt said as he was leaving the lunch that it was a pleasant one, and that Tony Abbott, of course, is a former Prime Minister, is a senior member of the party. We know that Tony Abbott has already put a few markers out there. For example, he said that if the marriage plebiscite legislation goes down, then that's it for 3 years. My understanding is that's our position. Well, his understanding may be wrong on that, but serving notice, and maybe this was the discussion he had over lunch at the chairman and Yip, that... the conservative view, is one that will be put very strongly and fought for.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall at Chairman and Yip. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.